Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the In the Know call. I am joined this week with my hero who just came and saved me out of a meeting so I can get this done, which is a good thing. So Sammy Shoup is here with me again this week.
Hello.
So we're going to jump in. Again, just a recap of why we're here. So we just like to get together to make sure that we address any common questions, issues that come up on the support side, and want to make sure that you in the field have the right answers to those questions or issues, and make sure we're all on the same page. So we're going to jump in. Sammy has some marketing things to go through. I'm then going to go through on some fixes that IT has put into place over the last couple of weeks. I think it's been about 2 weeks since we last met. So we'll just go through those, and I'll just give you a general overview of what's going on in support.
All right, everybody. So first things first, our 2 cent promotion for Cody's book, The Power of Human Connection, has been extended through the month of February. So it's great. We got so many powerful stories and feedback, things that we heard from the field about what an important tool this was for prospecting and even just for letting other people know business building tips, you know, to help their business in a different way, that we just decided to keep the promotion going. We've had it going now for a few months. It just keeps picking up steam each and every month. So if you guys, you know, keep sending those copies out, take advantage of it. You only got to cover the shipping costs. Add your 2 cents. Make sure that you add the heartfelt card, a heartfelt message to the recipient. And you get, you know, you have the option to do this for the entire month of February. So it's pretty darn cool. Let's see. We recently debuted a new video series. I don't know if you've seen the emails or things like that, but we have debuted a new video series called The Heart of Sendout Cards, where we, over the years, we've received so many incredible stories about how the simple act of sending a card and reaching out to somebody that maybe you haven't in a while, or maybe you never have, and it creates a relationship. We have received so many good, incredible stories over the years that we're now taking those stories and making them into short films. Our first one was a story shared to us by a referral partner. So we, you know, we took what he said, we put it into a, you know, kind of a mock-up, and we decided to do a film about it. Our first video is called The Strength to Change. You can find all of these in the Resource Center. It's under the Heart of Sendout Cards. And you can find the videos there all on one page, and you can share them as well. These are just videos that kind of explain why we do what we do, why we're so passionate about sendout cards and reaching out through promptings and unexpected heartfelt messages, just kind of a way to express what we do in a more human way, showing people exactly what we do. The success off of that video alone caused us to also create our Sendout Cards mini-series videos, which will come out weekly. So the Heart of Sendout Cards, the Strength to Change video, our bigger videos that are longer videos will come out once a month. And then weekly, we will have our Sendout Cards mini-series that will be debuted on our social media first for everybody to see. But these videos are just short, sweet videos that get to the point of one of the aspects in your life that Sendout Cards will help you enhance. So our first video is a video about caring. Sendout Cards helps you care for more people and helps you care in an easier fashion when all you have to do is put a message, a quick message in a card, type it out, click send. You've just amped up your caring for somebody exponentially by giving them a tangible keepsake that they can look at and know that you cared about them. So that is also found in the Heart of Sendout Cards section in the Resource Center. So just go check out that page. You can watch both the videos, the Strength to Change or the Caring mini-series video. So go check those out. It's pretty cool. we sure enjoy it, so that's a cool thing. We just recently announced our new Eagle's Nest. Our winter 2019 Eagle's Nest, so check it out. Visit our blog. These referral partners, they help with everything over the next 6 months, basically, and help us get direction from our referral partner base as to what things are needed in the field. So it's a really big deal. Make sure you go check out that list. Send congratulation cards to those that made it. You really want to recognize them right now. It's a pretty cool achievement.
You know, let me add too, one of the great things about being on the Eagle's Nest is that you actually have access to a separate support line. So we have our main support, and then we also have our Eagle support line, which is a special dedicated group of senior representatives. And our goal is to answer those all calls within a minute, which we're around 30 seconds. So if you're on the Eagle's Nest, you get to call in to support, get instant help. So just one of the many incentives for being part of that group.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's a pretty sweet perk if you ask me, but I like not having to wait. So that's just, you know, that's just a personal thing for me. Let's see, what else have we've had so many things. So we also updated our corporate staff page, our corporate family page on the website. So again, resource center. Everything that I say is the resource center. It's a really important hub to make sure you get to know well. But you can go ahead and check out our new updated page. It's got information about Greg Breyers, our new CEO, updated photos, just all kinds of different things on that page. Also the birthdays of all of our employees here at Send Out Cards. So if you want to get in on sharing in some of our celebrations here at the corporate office, it's a really great place to go to get everybody's birthdays and send some birthday love out there.
You know, I'd say everybody needs to go check out that page, especially look at the customer support manager, handsome guy. You have to see him.
Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, it's important. Let's see, another change to let you guys know about. So usually you would find the recordings to this call on our breaking news page. We've kind of switch things around a little bit in our resource center. So where you will now find the recordings of these calls, the in-the-know calls, is on our Send Out Cards Weekly call archive. So it's got all of our information for all of the company's calls. So if you want to join Eagles calls like Jordan Adler and Melissa Barlock, you would go to this page to find the information on how to do that. If you need to listen to our previous Stock Weekly recordings, then you could also go to the page and find those there. Now you'll also be able to find our In the Know recordings on that page too. So make sure that if you guys need to listen to this for reference or send anybody to this call, make sure you make note of that little
And how far back are we going to be keeping those calls?
We're going to be keeping them for 3 months. So you can listen to any of the calls that we have conducted during the past 3 months. Any longer than that, you don't really, you know, it's mostly stuff that we've already fixed and moved on from, and you don't really need to waste your time listening to a bunch of old calls. So that'll be 3 months worth of calls. Founder and CBO Cody Bateman has a relationship marketing podcast.
Yep.
It's a big deal. Make sure you guys check that out. And our events. Guys, we announced a ton of new events, different things that we're doing over the next year. Check out the Resource Center, the upcoming events page. You'll find details about all the Send Out Cards related events, such as Prompt Beans Academies, Send Out Cards system training, guys, like the one that you guys are asking a lot of questions about on social media. Make sure you go to that flat page. You'll definitely find what you need. And convention would be the Send Out Cards related events. Then we also have relationship marketing events, which are the Cody B Relationship Marketing Podcast, our relationship marketing tour. We just had our first event yesterday with Jordan Adler and Nate Dominguez in Phoenix. It went great. And then our relationship marketing grand summit. So, you know, make sure you guys go there, check it out. And as always, I'll tell you to make sure you follow us on social media. We're sharing a bunch of Valentine's Day ideas, videos, things, referral partner ads that our referral partners can use on their social media to, you know, hopefully boost your prospecting through your social media feeds. We make these all available through social media each month. So it's really important that you follow our fan page. If you're a referral partner, you become part of the official Send Out Cards group. Follow our Instagram. Those are going to be the places where we send our information or our new videos or anything like that first. And, you know, make sure that you're definitely on those and you get those notifications, because you'll be the first to know when those things come out. Last thing, rank announcement packages. We just recently updated all of our rank announcement awards that you get when you rank advance. All of our rank advancements are centered around paid for. So we've gone ahead and updated our entire recognition awards kind of system, awards packages to match the paid for and to kind of carry that look and feel the whole way through. So you can visit our blog, The Courier, or blog.sendoutcards.com, and you'll be able to see photos of everything that you would get at every rank advancement once you reach that. Our designer, Heather Harris, has been working really hard with Tina, our incentives and recognition coordinator, and they've created these beautiful new rank advancement, you know, award packages for you guys. So make sure you go and check that out and set the date for your next rank advancement, because these are pretty cool prizes. So go check it out. I think that's it for me.
Cool.
I don't know.
I'll just jump in and add, you know, since Sammy's talking about the rank advancements and recognition, some of you may know, some of you may not, so I'll just want to let everybody know. What I'm doing, every week, Tina from Marketing goes in and looks at who's close to becoming a manager or who's close to becoming a senior manager. And then I put together a nice little email entitled, "Are you the next manager? Are you the next senior manager?" And in the message, it's just an inspirational message that tells them how close they are, what their PCV and their GV is, versus what the actual is to rank advance. And it's just saying, you're close. What can we do to help you? It's really to get them encouraged, fire it up, let them know that we're here to inspire them, to help them along. So I'm sending those out, and if I do send someone that message, I then send a copy to their sponsor, so the sponsor's aware. So I just want to let you guys know that, you know, we are helping here in the corporate office to help get the field moving along and help everybody advance as much as we can. And these new recognition tools, the certificates and the pins look beautiful, so I think everybody's going to love them. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Sammy's going to step away, so I'm going to continue with you guys for a moment. First, let me just jump in and say, guys, all you guys out there, listen to me. Valentine's Day is coming up, February 14th. Go send your loved one a card right now. Don't be like me and wait till the last minute and then have to apologize. I work for the best card company in the world, and every year I'm scrambling only because I procrastinate. Not this year. I'm making it happen early. You guys can make it happen early. So make sure that your loved one knows how much you care by sending them a nice heartfelt card. Okay? Okay. A couple of things I want to mention. Hopefully everybody is experiencing a whole lot better response time with support when you're calling in. We've gotten our average response time down to under 2 minutes. In fact, just last week, I think, all of last week, response time was about a minute and 55 seconds for us to get to phone calls. We had a couple of days where we were down to a minute and a half, 1 minute. Saturday was 27 seconds. So we're here. Holiday season is over, thankfully. We're back on track, and we're getting to you guys very quickly. So please, if you have an issue, give us a call, and we'll get to you as soon as we can, which is pretty quick. That's including on our chats and emails too. We are responding within hours. We're trying to get that down to minutes. So we're here for you. Just want to go through a couple of fixes that have gone into place over the last week or two. One of the major issues was that the send delay advance option. So if you go to a campaign and you want to say, I want to send a card out on in X amount of days, that option wasn't working. It wasn't showing up, so you couldn't schedule out a card. So we got that fixed this past week. We had a lot of people call us in concerns about the password reset email that they were getting or not getting. Some people were saying they weren't getting it. Some people were getting it, but there's a link that you would have to click on to reset your password. That link had expired before people were getting their email. So we got that fixed. So the whole reset email or the password reset process should be working well. If not, please let me know. We had an issue with the search function being a problem. So you go to type in a name or a word, and before you could finish, the system was pulling up results. So just reacting too quickly to what people were inputting. We slow that down so you have plenty of time to input proper words, proper names, to find whatever you're looking for. And that was mainly happening in the relationship manager and in the card catalog. So, but that shouldn't be a problem anymore. So again, let me know. What else? We had some problems with people not able to edit the group name. That got fixed. Had a problem with people with the text going above or outside the text box in the card editor. We fixed that. And there was an issue, I believe, with people unable to edit a zip code information after creating a new contact. That's been fixed. So that's been updated real quickly. Now let me go to the previous week. Let's take a look here. I think the week before last, we only had one major bug, some recipient issues, recipients' names not being attached to campaigns. That got fixed. And actually, those are the major bugs. I just want you guys to know that my IT team is working closely now with support, and they're looking at what we call the top three issues every day. So every day support, every rep and support reports on what are their top three calls or chats that they get. And then IT is looking at that to determine which they should be focusing on in terms of bugs or fixes. So we're working hand in hand to make sure that the system is working as it should be. If it isn't, getting things fixed as quickly as possible. So hopefully you guys are seeing a quick turnaround time in terms of problems coming up and then them getting resolved. I think everybody knows that we had a increase in postage. U.S. Post Office or U.S. Postal Service increased the price of postage, so that we implemented that on our end 2 weeks ago. It also happened with any Canadian cards. So Canada Post increased their pricing, so we increased that as well. So other than that, guys, I think that's pretty much it for now. One other thing I want to mention. With Greg Breyer coming in, which is fantastic working with him, and I do mean that sincerely. He's having his whole leadership team read a book called Extreme Ownership. In fact, the whole title of the book is Extreme Ownership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win, and it's by Jocko Willink and Leif Babin. Fantastic book. I highly recommend it to everybody out there in the field. I know, like, Phoebe Trotman is actually reading the book, and she's getting a lot from it. And it's a great book to show you how leadership, being a true leader, is the key to any team being successful. And whether your team succeeds or fails, it really lies on you as a team leader and how you can change things around just by changing your own mindset. So I highly, highly recommend that book. You could get the audio version, which actually has some sound effects in it, which are very cool. But either way, get the book, listen to it. I think you'll learn a lot on a lot of insight or strategy and knowledge on how to lead your team out there in the field. And actually, for us, the leadership team here, we're reading it, and we're actually each week a member of the leadership team has to do a report on the chapter. I did my report last week on chapter 2. We did chapter 3 this week. So maybe a good thing to go through with some of your leaders out there in the field as well. And I think we're going to end it there. So thanks again for joining me. Again, these calls are recorded, so we'll be found in the Resource Center under weekly call information. And we will be back here in 2 weeks. So we do this, try to do this the first and third Tuesday of every month. If there's anything important that comes up, we'll do it sooner. But right now, we're just doing the first and third Thursday. But the recording is always here for you to listen to. And again, we're going to archive those for about 3 months. If you have any questions or concerns, if you want to bring it up with me, send me an email, wmcfashion@tendocars.com. If not, we will talk or you'll hear me in another 2 weeks. Okay? Same bad time, same bad channel. Bye, everyone.